It's Adrian Ross, who joined us yesterday, but now we get him for an extended
period. Charity right now, too, just coming on our show.
What charity what? Like, what's up, buddy?
Drive through. How you guys doing?
Hey.
You know, we just want to pick up where we left off, buddy. And I was telling them, Nate had said earlier that he logged on to Twitter at some point and saw me going out with about 50 people and about this NCAA pay the kids thing. And I mentioned that, hey, you know, Ross got into it, too, at one point. You were joining into the fray, and you were letting people know exactly how you felt. And here we are, where we were saying yesterday, Adrian, that I don't know what the exact solution is, and there's certainly flaws. But I'll start you with this. The one thing I had a problem with is when people say, for example, giving an 18-year-old kid all that money, that's certainly an issue. That could lead
to... like they're going to make... thousands of dollars.
And maybe they would, and maybe it's an issue. But I find it a little hypocritical that, and God bless our military, but you can be 18 years old, carry a gun in a foreign land, but God forbid we give you $2,000 a month as a stipend because you're going to be irresponsible. Let's figure it out.
Yeah, I mean, just that narrative right there is just horrible because, you know, there's a lot of other young people, might not necessarily be 18, but okay, they're 19, 20. And you have Zuckerberg and all these other guys.
Yeah, trust fund babies.
Yeah, that have done things. And then I think that the assumption to a lot of people is if people are going to be, athletes are going to be paid, college athletes, that it's equivalent to the NFL. And that's just not the case. You know, like, it's not like they're just going to be these multimillionaires in college or anything. But I think for me, it's like the education on what everything is. And so let's first just start with what is a college student? You know, so all these other students that aren't on scholarship, like, what is a scholarship? The athletic department pays the scholarship. So the athletic department takes the pool of money and puts it to another wherever, like schools, admissions, or whatever. So these athletes or some other scholarship people, like I received a scholarship for school. I didn't receive an athletic scholarship. I got an academic scholarship. So the school starts off and says, hey, for the rest of you guys that we don't give a scholarship to, you have to come here and get some value. Pay to come to our school so we can teach you some things so you could have some value and go out there and do the career that you want to do. The scholarship people, they're already saying, you guys have some value right now that we're going to pay for you to come here. So when it comes to athletics, they're actually suppressing what they're charging everybody else to go to school for is to get value. So when you get to the school, all of a sudden it turns into you can't use the value that they got you there for and to use it at the school.
So really, Adrian, it's kind of like limiting their value. So your argument is saying, okay, so we're giving you money to play a sport and go to school, and that's your only value. You can't make anything more than that because we've set that value and that's what it is, and we have the final say.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, you know, whereas all the other students get to be a student and they can go off and do whatever else they want to do. It's like how you said, you know, there's a lot of restrictions. So they're not even, you know, so you can go to a class for an hour, you can go to a lab for 3 hours, and you get something called credits for it. And then you add up the credits, and then you're going to get a degree. Well, for the athletes, all the film and all the court and all the field sessions, they're not getting anything for. So on one end, it's like they're not calling it work. They're almost calling it class, but yet you're not receiving anything for it. You're not even getting a certificate. But then at the same time, if you want to leave school and go somewhere else, oh, nope, you can't transfer over there. Wait a minute. How do you have restrictions on where I can go and where I can't go as if it's like a job, but yet you're not paying me like a job?
So I think we're all in agreement in the sense that we think that college athletes should be paid. I think the real question and where it comes from, Adrian, is how. What is the solution?
Well,
and who should be making what?
I don't feel that most people say yes first. I think first you have to say yes. Because to me, it's very easy to figure out how to pay people after you say yes. But I believe we have to get rid of the word amateurism. What is amateurism? How do they get to make up a label and then everybody abide by it when it's a fake entity? just like calling someone a black person. Now, that's what we all do here. That's a fake label made up. You can't go read in the history and then see where black people are. That's black is made up. The same thing with like the amateur label. It's the same thing. Like,
well, technically, you could remove the amateur label just by saying, well, hey, you're getting paid to go to school and play a sport. No. Your scholarship is your payment. So why are you considered an amateur?
No, because what makes you a pro is a professional team hired you. So it's who you're getting paid from. And they're acting as if you just receiving any payment means you're pro. So why aren't players? I worked at Bradshaw Veterinary Clinic when I was at Elk Grove High School. So wasn't I an amateur? Why wasn't that illegal? Why all of a sudden when athletes get to college, is it illegal?
That's a good point.
For them to work.
I mean, that's a good point. And they're adults. I mean, we keep talking about, and I think part of the problem, Adrian, is, well, you know, come on, these are kids playing a game. Let them be kids. They're kids. They're kids. Well, no, in almost every single case, they're actually adults who can vote, who can, as we said, fight the military, who can have kids, who can buy a house. They're adults who happen to still be in school. And just like you said, you can be in high school and go work at the damn Baskin-Robbins, and that's not going to mess with your status.
You know what it is, Dave? They're not old enough to buy a pack of cigarettes yet, though.
They are 18 years old.
No, 18. It's 21 now.
What? Is it really?
It's 21 now. So that's why they're an amateur, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, Adrian. I find that, and we mentioned this yesterday, I find that 90% of the people I've dealt with, at least over the years, arguing this, it's just that they stick to this philosophy that is so seemingly misguided. We can't pay them. You can't. They're getting paid in tuition. Well, okay, they're getting paid in tuition. That's great. But you're not saying, why don't they pay the
but
academic
they're also
scholarship
being
guys?
Exploited. They're also
sure.
Like, I'm sorry. You've got students that are on academic scholarship, and yeah, they're getting paid to go and go to school there, right?
Yes.
But they're also not saying, we're going to take your test and we're going to make money off of that essay that you wrote.
Nobody is packing a classroom with 70,000 people wearing Philip McGibbelholter shirts, watching him take a damn chemistry final. Somebody said yesterday to Ross and myself on Twitter, they said, well, what about the drama students? Why don't you pay them? Well, yeah, if you've got 70,000 to watch HMS Pinafore in Rafe Rackstraw jerseys, that they're buying, go for it. Pay them. But in this case, Adrian, there are certainly negatives. I think we can all agree. There are negatives and pratfalls to paying these athletes. It's not a simple equation. I think the bulk of the problem is that there are billions of dollars being made every year based on watching these students perform, and they are getting none of the cash. That's wrong.
None of the cash. It's wrong. I mean, and it's like, so I have two things for that take that you said that most people come with. Is it's not the school that should be paying, it's the third party. It's the third party that the athletes are performing on.
Yeah, you're saying it's like the networks and the television, TV deals.
CBS, right. So when you're on those networks, that's the third party. Like, okay, so I was a walk-on. So everyone wants to talk about the scholarship people. So, okay, so I'm just going to be real with it. As soon as I came in, I was a walk-on, so they had their scholarship guys. But when I arrived, basically I was the best player in that class without a scholarship. And I knew it at that time. So I really understood my value more than scholarship guys did. Because when practice ended, they got to go eat, and I had to go to the dorm. Because I wasn't on scholarship. So that fueled my fire, and I knew that I had to do and tell the coaches that I want to be on scholarship and that they were going to put me on or I was going to leave. And so I used the leverage against them. They were trying to say, oh, hey, we're going to put you on scholarship. But I'm like, I'm not dumb. Y'all were traveling me my walk-on year. And while the scholarship guys you guys brought in here were sitting at home. So
it's kind of funny, Adrian, too, because we got into this a little bit yesterday and we talked about it. Just you don't know. I think people are a little unclear on what the life of a student athlete is at the college level when you're playing a sport and you're traveling all the time. Like it's playing that sport, which is how you get your degree and how you earn that scholarship and your education being paid for, it also works against you because you're at a disadvantage already because of the amount of time that you spend away from the classroom to play your sport, which pays for your scholarship. You know, there's a lot of things. So it's if you're going to put these student athletes through this, and really for me, I don't care. Like there's just stuff you got to do in life. It's just difficult. Being an adult is hard. They may as well learn it at the college level, right? That's how you kind of become an adult. But I think it all comes down to me with Dave's point. You've got jersey sales and that type of thing is what puts me over the top. Because it didn't. I'm sure it wasn't this way 50 years ago. They weren't making millions of dollars off of athletes.
Well, it's not just jerseys. It was the video game situation, the Ed O'Bannon lawsuit, and the merchandise and the memorabilia. And Adrian, we're running out of time, but let me ask you this finally. People are so worried about the equality as well. Somebody texting in. Well, do you pay the backup kicker as much as the star quarterback? Adrian, isn't it as simple? And Nate was really good yesterday about bringing up this point. You don't necessarily need to change anything on the institutional level, but why not have each of the conferences take the money, for example, in football, from the TV package that they sign with ESPN or whomever it may be? You divide that up in a 51-49, whatever the hell it is, split, just like they do with money in the NBA. And then I don't think you can pay the star quarterback more than the backup kicker. But what you do is you take that money, you divide it by the 30, 40, 50 guys on the roster, and there you go. No one's getting rich, but you're getting a piece of the pie.
I like that one. I think what I'd add to that is they already have classes. Let's use the labels that they're using. Let's use freshmen, get a certain amount. Sophomores, get a certain amount. A red shirt, there's already classes. There's already labels, and you could go up. And so if you're a senior or a redshirt senior or something, then you'll be able to get the highest pay rate.
And real quick, both you guys, seniority. Since you both played actual, college sports, isn't a scholarship a year-to-year thing?
It is.
And it can be pulled?
It can be pulled. At least when I was playing, there was no guarantee when you – committed to a college, there's no guarantee that they had to commit to you for 4 years or for the length of your scholarship.
We got to go. Adrian, I'm going to blow you up here because you said yesterday on the phone that you wanted to go out and play golf with the three of us. So, Katie, you got to get off your ass and get into the lessons with me so we can actually, you guys can fight on the golf course.
Well, that I can do.
She has some sharp elbows.
Man. I do, man. I do.
Yeah.
And people learn about it one at a time when I take them to the ER for stitches. So true. I'm not joking.
My man, thank you for joining us. We'll have you on again soon. And I know you have all kinds of stuff coming up throughout the summer. We'll get you on to talk about that as well. Always a pleasure talking to you, though.
All right. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Take care. Adrian Ross, the Mad Backer, joining us. It's convoluted. It is convoluted. I say we solve it right here on the show, though.
There's smarter people than us in the world, so I have faith that somebody can solve it.
Agree with you 100%. All right, the Kings beat the Mavs, the position they're in right now. Tony Romo is going to CBS. The NHL players are saying, screw you, Gary Bettman. We got a ton of stuff to get to in this next segment. Don't go away. Full 20-plus minutes of you and your phone calls on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHD.